All right, we're going to continue with our post-race interviews this evening, I should say, with our race winner, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 51 Cessna Toyota, and his race-winning crew chief, Danny Stockman. This is Kyle's 57th victory in 151 Gander Outdoors Truck Series races. So congratulations, guys. We'll take questions for Kyle or Danny. If you have one, please raise your hand. State your name and affiliation, and who would like to kick us off?
Cool. Bye.
All right. We're going to start in the back.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch right here, Kyle. Numbers-wise, in your seven wins, you've led 73% of the laps. That's 726 of 989. Does it feel that easy to you in the car? I mean, those numbers are pretty astounding.
We certainly work really, really hard. It wasn't like we unloaded and knew that we had a great piece and that we were just going to go out there and dominate like that. We work for it. These guys do. All the preparation at the shop comes a long way with Danny, with Rudy, with Hillman, the guys we've had in the past as well, too. So it's just been really, really cool, the equipment that we have going right now. And then, obviously, just the talent also that we have right now. Our groups of guys, the core of them, have been together now for a long time, and it's nice to keep some familiarity around KBM with the faces that are there and bring in some experience like Stockman here to be able to help facilitate growing the 51 team to a top-notch team.
All right. Go ahead.
This is Johnny Crane of KLJX LP Flagstaff. My question is for you, Kyle. You have a history here of winning in your hometown no matter what series you play. Do these wins resonate more with you, or is it just business as usual and just another day at the track?
It does mean a little bit more, but you still got to treat it as though it's business as usual. I mean, we travel so much and we go to so many different racetracks every single week that, being able to go to the Daytona 500 and race that race as any other race and not race it like there's butterflies in your stomach or you're nervous or the this or the that, that's why you kind of got it. And same thing with the championship race. When you get to the Final Four and you have that championship race, having any sort of nerves is going to back you up. So, it's all about trying to keep calm, stay cool, and do what you need to do. And same thing goes for the home track here. And even last night in the late model race, I hadn't been in one of them things in a long, long time, and it was cool to be able to come back and win that race as well, too.
All right, we'll come up front. Chris and Utter both have questions.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For Danny or Kyle, whichever one of you feels better to answer this, but I had a new tire this weekend that's going to be used in all three series. Some people had some cording problems. Did you guys have any experience, any problems tonight? And I have a follow-up for Danny.
Go ahead, brother.
No, there was obviously some wear. We ran a tire similar to this last year in the Cup Series, so I kind of knew that we would have some issues like this, and I think our truck turned well enough to where it didn't wear the left front tire out like a lot of people. So we did not have any issues.
And Danny, would follow up. This was your first race at the racetrack. You've been working at the shop, but what did it feel like to get a race under your belt?
Well, we were actually in Daytona last week, but it's a
first one with the boss. How about that?
Yeah, I told Kyle, it's like I was zero to hero in a week, or a couple months. And it's awesome to have this opportunity to get, being a crew chief, it's about having high enough stock, right? And there's a lot of people that like to have my job, and you just got to fight hard every day. And the opportunity that Kyle's given me, we're going to make the most of it. And crew chiefs don't make drivers. Drivers make crew chiefs. So it's going to be pretty fun.
I think it goes both ways. But we got some cool talent coming in the 51 this year with with Chandler. And hopefully these two will put on a good show.
Right, Chris?
Chris Nightcatch, man. So Kyle, Sheldon Creed was racing you pretty hard there on those two restarts. Were you pissed that he was racing you so hard, or were you worried that he was going to do something dumb and get himself in trouble and take you out? And
No, I mean, I'm glad nothing materialized, nothing happened. He was running hard. Look, he was doing what he needed to do in order to try to win the race. He was trying to get single file just like I was trying to get single file, and I was trying to give him enough room that that I wasn't going to make him loose. It looked like he got loose on his own there once we finally got a push from the 13, and I kind of saw it coming, so I just drove up the track to try to give him more room to catch it. And I knew once we got single file, it was over, you know. And I think he kind of knew the same thing. That's why he was trying to get out front. But, you know, sometimes you got to race it out. You got to be patient in those moments and try not to get too wound up about it. And, you know, our truck was so good on the long run, it was just a matter of time.
What was the rowdy choice of flavor tonight?
The rowdy choice of flavor tonight was cherry limeade. So going with the old red and black.
All right. We have a question right here.
Hey, Kyle. Jonathan Field with RacingExperts.com. You race with a number of young guns tonight, you know, Tanner Gray, Sheldon Creed. What was your impression of them just from racing with them tonight?
You know, it was Sheldon had a really fast truck. On those restarts, he was super fast. Like, if I would have just left him alone and not side-drafted him any, he probably would have cleared us. I don't know why we were so slow getting going and being able to motor away, but once we got single filed out, our truck would go, you know. But he just had that pure speed, if you will. So that was kind of interesting, but never really ran around Gray. Didn't see him. There was a few guys. Todd was in my mirror there for a little bit, so, and then Johnny, obviously. I thought Johnny was one of the best trucks in practice, so figured he was going to be a guy that we had to race against tonight. Yeah, certainly would have wished the 18-4 could have stayed up there and not torn up their stuff, because they were decent top five trucks for sure.
All right, Chase in the back.
Kyle, Chase Wilhelm, NASCAR.com. You had mentioned at some point in the race about the KBM vibration. And it seems like you pay really close attention to the harmonics of the truck. Is that something that you can teach your younger talent on the team, or is it just a feeling a driver does or doesn't have?
I mean, if the thing is smooth and then it starts to vibrate, you got to talk about it, right? You know, so I've always had it. I don't know why I seem to always pick up on it and I always have it and the other drivers don't. I don't know if it's something that I do that creates it versus the other guys or what, but they don't really comment on it much or talk about it much as I do.
I was warned about it before we came here.
Every time. I don't know why it is.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks.